This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a podcast of Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. Australia's only LGBTI program focused on the horror and sci-fi community.
Holy shit! It's the attack of Eddie Munster!
So I do a horror sci-fi geek show on Tuesday nights called Sci-Fi and Scream. Of course, Butch. And so it's really exciting to, have someone of such presence to be part of our show. So I really appreciate it.
You mean I would fit into a horror sci-fi show?
Yes. Strange that, isn't it? Strange. This is Sonia for Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9, and we have a very special person we're speaking to, and so delighted to have them here all the way from somewhere in the US. It is Monster Fest time, and we have Butch Patrick, a.k.a. Eddie Munster, apart from other things, here talking to us tonight. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's great. So this is this the first time in Australia for you?
No, this is my third trip. I was in Brisbane before and Sydney before, but this is my first trip to Adelaide, and then today is in Melbourne.
Melbourne, yeah, and it's putting on the good weather for you too.
Yeah, it's a little windy, but it's nice. It's beautiful.
Well, the sun's good, definitely. So, of course, most people, of course, as you know, well, they all know you as the young preteen werewolf Eddie Munster. This is, you know, that's what you are to a lot of people.
That was a series that I did in the middle of my career. I worked about 7 years, and the Munster was right in the middle. But, yeah, I'm extremely happy to have been part of a show that not only is remembered at all, but the fact that it's remembered so fondly, especially by people who love monster movies and sci-fi.
Yeah. It's one of the great classic shows from the 60s, of course, and has had a lot of things that has, I guess, spun out from it, which has been a big influence in your life, though you've appeared in so many other really great TV shows from the era.
I was lucky. I did a lot of unusual. I mean, I did regular stuff, and then I did, you know, westerns and, you know, cop shows and doctor shows. But I had some interesting things that I did a wonderful movie with Chuck Jones. It was called The Phantom Toll Booth. It was Chuck Jones's only animated feature, and that was 2 years of just pure heaven working with my favorite animator. Mm. And then I was lucky enough to do the Christmas show for the Monkees, and I did a Saturday morning show for Sid and Marty Krofft called Lidsville, and I was Ernie's best friend on My Three Sons for 17 episodes. I actually had a very nice 11-year career.
Mm, that is pretty full on, like some of the best shows at the time. The equivalent would be, I guess, a Netflix show, wouldn't it, by comparison?
I'm sorry?
The equivalent would be if you were a Netflix star. Netflix is so
Netflix has been really good to the Munsters recently. A lot of kids are watching it for the first time. Yeah. A lot of people come out when I do meet people. It's amazing how big the Munster collections of collectibles, of toys and stuff that they've made over the last 50 years. People just love them.
Yeah, cool. Now, you're here for Munster Fest. There's quite a few things on the program you're involved in, including Eddie Munster Ate My Sunday, Not sure if that means ice cream sundae or...
the way they have it spelled, it's like the day of the week.
Oh, okay, right. I was thinking ice cream sundae. Who took that? Okay.
We have Fred Williamson will be doing Friday, and then Dee Wallace is Saturday. I am Sunday, and we have a Monster Palooza that we call Munster Palooza. Mm. Bands on the music on the roof of the theater. It's a great theater, the Lido. I love it. I went last night, went and saw Mockingjay. Great movie, great theater. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah, because it does touch on your passion and love for customized cars and that type of thing.
Yeah, well, you know, the movie Munster Go Home features a lot of cars. There's a race that goes on in England, and it features the Dragula, and we have the Munster coach as well. Mm. This is all good fun stuff that I enjoy doing, and then a really good print of Munster Go Home will be shown. So, and then I do a Q&A featuring some of the clips from other series from the black and white episodes. Mm. So we're gonna have a full day. It's gonna be good.
That's gonna be good. Cool. And of course, with the passing recently of George Barris, that's been quite a phenomenal influence too. Would you say?
Yes, George was a dear friend of mine for over 50 years, and you know. I mean, I'm glad I'm in Australia, but I was also very saddened that I wouldn't be at his tribute and his funeral. Yeah. But I sent a message, and I was represented there. But George would understand. He worked hard, and he was always busy, so he would expect me to keep working.
Yeah, no, he's just a fantastic, beautiful art, really, if you think about it, I guess, with those wonderful vehicles and so iconic. So, yeah, so sad, such a loss, but celebrating, you know, the beautiful things that he made. It must be quite a moving, touching thing for you this time.
Well, I actually have two. I have a Munster Coach and a Dragula tribute cars that I tour the States with, and I'm going to be bringing down here next year.
Wow. Okay. Excellent. Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. No, looking at your career as well and the other things you have been involved in, a lot of TV there and some groundbreaking stuff too. What has stood out, apart from the Munsters, what stood out for you career-wise?
A couple things. Number one, when we did Eddie and the Monsters, the rock band, back in the early 80s, we were the first unsigned act ever to be on this upstart new channel called MTV, which I was very proud of because it brought a lot of attention to other acts who didn't have record deals that were trying to gain some exposure and notoriety and improve their careers. So I like to think that I helped some people with their musical career and their rock videos. But as far as the television and movie going, like I said, I was very happy doing the Monkees because of the Christmas show element. And the feature, I mean, being in the only feature that Chuck Jones ever did was quite an honor. And then to work for 2 years with the best voiceover artists, the people that were the voices of all the cartoons that I loved, and then to work with them hand in hand was pretty amazing. You know, there were other things that I was real proud of. I worked with several Academy Award winners. You know, I worked with Edward G. Robinson. I worked with Joe Van Fleet. Wow. I worked with Walter Brennan. Yeah. It was good stuff. You know, there was a lot of quality work in between the fun stuff.
Yeah, and I love that you worked also Sid and Marty Croft, Lidsville.
Oh, Lidsville.
Yeah. Fabulous.
Yeah, that was a wild time. The summer of 71, after Puff and Stuff and the Bugaloos, I did Lidsville with Charles Nelson Reilly, which at the time I didn't really think too much of it. I mean, it was a fun summer, and I worked with a lot of little people that I've known over the years who used to be my stand-ins. But nobody thought that it would have the longevity, that it would still be a popular show so many years later.
Mm. Yeah, it is. It's pretty amazing. Brilliant.
Like the Munsters.
Yeah, very much so. Now, another thing that you're doing this weekend, of course, for Ellie Go, but you're also going to be doing a trivia night, Kooks and Spooks, this on Saturday, the 28th at 7 p.m. So, at the Lido. Have you had to brush up on any of your trivia there that you're aware of?
No, I'm pretty good, and if I don't know it, I can certainly find out. And people, I love being educated along the way, so we'll have a really good time. But I'm pretty sure I can handle it.
Yeah, cool. Oh, okay, so what is happening in the near future for you? You obviously going back to the States after Monster Fest, or traveling further?
I recently purchased a childhood home my grandmother owned in the Midwest in the States. It's haunted, very much paranormal activity. It's a big Queen Anne Victorian home. So I purchased that. I'm going to move back into that and restore it. Then I tour the country with my cars, and then I also have a company, a production company called Scare It Forward on Roku.
Okay.
Scareitforward.org. It's a charitable thing, and we make horror movies that we give away to channels to air, and they're paid for by product placement. So I have a production company, I have my house, and I have my vehicles. I'm a happy camper.
Hmm. Sounds good. Yeah. Do you ever get out to race them yourself, or?
No, I haven't. I haven't done that. No.
No. Okay. It's probably just as well. Yeah. They're probably too beautiful. You don't want to damage them at all. When they're that precious. Well, speaking of precious, look, it's so great getting to chat to you for Monster Fest. I hope you catch some of the movies. There's some good Aussie ones that are going to be playing.
I was looking at the lineup. I plan on hanging around the property a lot.
Yeah, well, it's a good spot, the Lido, certainly. So, look, it's just wonderful chatting to you on Sci-Fi and Squeam, Butch Patrick, or Eddie Munster, of course. Do you ever get sick of it?
No, not at all. It's very endearing. People love the show. They love meeting me. They love bringing out their toys and their collectibles to get autographed. And cool. How can you not enjoy bringing some happiness to people by just simply saying hello and being polite?
Yeah, true, true. All right. Well, thank you so much for speaking to us, Butch. Now, before I do let you go, I wonder if you'd be able to give us a station ID just for the show.
Sure.
It's Sci-Fi and Squeam. Squeamish on Joy 94.9.
Okay, hold on. I got to write this down.
Okay. Yeah, it's a long title.
Hold on.
No
Can
worries.
You hear me?
Yep.
Okay, I put you on the earpiece. What is it called?
Sci-Fi and Squeam.
Sci-Fi and Scream.
Squeam. It's got a Q instead of a C.
Sci-Fi and Squeam?
That's it. Yep.
Squeam. That's Q-U-E-A-M. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, Sci-Fi and Squeam.
On Joy, J-O-Y, 94.9.
Yep.
That's it. Excellent. Thank
you. Okay, so this is Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy
94.9. Yay. Excellent.
Let's do it again. Ready?
Okay. Yeah, cool. Go for it.
Say when.
Now.
Hi, this is Butch Patrick. That's right. TV's Eddie Munster, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
That's gorgeous. Thank you so much. Well, I hope to see you around the traps, as they say, around Melbourne town, and certainly for this weekend's Monster Fest. Wish
Thanks,
you all
darling.
The best. I reckon it's going to be a fun time. And Monsterpalooza will be a hoot. So congratulations, and thank you so much for speaking to us, Butch Patrick.
Are you going to come out and visit us?
Yes, I will.
Introduce yourself, please.
I will. Fantastic.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank Bye-bye. You. Bye-bye.
Follow Butch Patrick on a fantastic trip through the Phantom Toll Booth, where nothing is real but your imagination. To Dictionopolis, where words are weird.
Words in a word are fantastic. You can hint them, you can say them, you can print them, you can pray them, emphasize them, and despise them.
Digitopolis, where figures are freaky.
Numbers can be added to, subtracted from, divided into, multiplied by, crossed out, and erased.
Climb the mountains of ignorance, where dreams become nightmares.
We have nothing to worry about.
And the monsters are magnificent.
It's the gelatinous giant.
Pass through the Phantom Toll Booth and into the magic world of your mind. Rated G.
You've been listening to a podcast of Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9. Check out joy.org.au/sci-fi-and-squeam for more.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.